Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 730. Why cost per click doesn't matter and why you should want to pay more. Part 2 by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, your host, and I'm back today with part 2 of a longer post from Neil Patel. And I started it for you yesterday, so if you haven't listened to that yet, that's episode 729. I would recommend going back and doing that first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 from Neil as we optimize your life. Why cost per click doesn't matter, and why you should want to pay more. Part 2 by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. If you've done the calculations that I mentioned before, you should have a clear idea of what you can pay before the transaction becomes unprofitable. For example, if after labor and non-ad-based spend you can sell a product for $60 profit, paying $10 for a sale on AdWords is going to give you a large profit margin. There's no reason why you shouldn't increase your bids and pay $15 for a sale while generating 5x the amount of sales. You should always be willing to pay a little extra per acquisition if it means doubling or even tripling your acquisition at a profitable margin. One of my favorite ways to assess this is with the keyword planner in AdWords. Start by using the budget and forecasting tools, and you can see how you'll impact your costs by bidding more on specific terms to rank higher. You can enter a given keyword or a list of keywords. You can even get forecasts based on current campaigns. For this process, I recommend taking it one keyword at a time to make sure that your data is as specific as possible. Enter your keyword and then hit Get Forecasts to generate a report. In this report, you will see how bidding and budgeting will impact metrics like clicks, impressions, costs, and more. Start by entering a bid to see how that impacts the data. You can then start sliding the bar across the graph to increase your bid and see adjusted data each time. Sliding the bar toward the right will increase your bid, giving you different results on clicks, impressions, and costs. For example, the lower my cost per click bid is, the lower my positioning is. This is indicative of higher competition and the need to bid higher if I want to rank first. And what happens to my metrics when I bid $4 per click on this keyword? I rank in the first position, even though I'm only paying $1.90 on average per click. And my CTR now would be 7.9%. It went up an entire percent with a slight adjustment in my bid. Why? Because with an increased bid comes increased rankings and more clicks. Try using this tool for your current campaigns to increase your bidding and rank first. You should want to pay more in CPC if you can generate more sales from it. CPC is industry-specific for a reason. Let's compare the individual average costs of a few of the legal services. For typical legal services, the cost per click is almost $6 on average. Employment services clicks are just over $4. Meanwhile, e-commerce and dating and personals clicks are less than $1 per click. This can often be confusing for some people. Why are CPCs the way that they are? Why are some generally more expensive than others? Why the heck doesn't my industry have a 19-cent CPC? It all goes back to the way that Google AdWords functions. It works by letting advertisers bid on keywords, meaning the market price for a click is dependent on how much advertisers are willing to pay. Let's take an example by looking at the legal industry CPC of $5.88. According to UpCounsel, lawyer costs can be anywhere from $100 to $1,000+ per hour of services. Now that's a boatload of money if you can convert someone to a full service. Your average client value is going to be massive. So paying nearly $6 per click and potentially needing a few hundred clicks to get a single case isn't bad. The same can be said for e-commerce. When you head to Amazon and inspect some of the top deal-based products, they're relatively cheap. They range from a few bucks to less than 100 on average. With an average CPC of 88 cents in the e-commerce world, it makes sense. Advertisers generally aren't going to be willing to bid huge amounts that would sabotage their acquisition costs. bidding $5 on a term for holiday socks wouldn't be profitable if you're selling the socks for $3. That means that nobody on the platform with a goal of profit is going to be bidding that much. Cost per click is industry specific for this reason. Advertisers are only willing to pay an amount that gives them an opportunity to make money. That's the entire purpose of AdWords. It's about profit, not just sales, but profitable and repeatable sales. You will almost never see a cost per click that doesn't add up to your own profit margins. Sure, some will seem expensive on the surface, like an accident lawyer. Paying $134.77 for a single click might seem outrageous to you. Knowing that conversion rates are low on AdWords, you might be paying thousands before landing a client. It almost seems disastrous when you look at it from an outsider's perspective. You could be spending millions every year on AdWords. But seeing a bid that high probably means that the average case value for an accident-based law firm is huge. Otherwise, they simply wouldn't bid on it. A bid might be higher for basketball shoes than it is for Christmas socks, simply because of the final price of the product being sold. Advertisers are willing to pay more for a click on basketball shoes because the product costs more, meaning they have higher margins and more revenue to spend. The moral of the story boils down to one point. Cost per click is all relative. It's relative to the keyword or search term, the intent, the industry, and the final product being sold. Cost per click FAQs. What does cost per click mean? This is a model of advertising where a company pays every time a user clicks on their ad. What's the first thing I should try to lower the cost per click of my ad? The first thing you should try is using a long-tail keyword as your primary target. What is the average cost per click? The average cost per click in AdWords was $2.69 as of 2021. Does Facebook offer pay-per-click? Facebook does offer a pay-per-click advertising model. Why cost per click doesn't matter? Conclusion. It's hard not to focus on a metric like cost per click. It stares you in the face every time you do keyword research or adjust your bidding. This term costs $100 per click. That term costs $20. CPC is one of the first metrics you'll learn about in the PPC world. But you also know that it's only a small piece of a very large, complex pie. Your real focus should be on cost per acquisition and maintaining a solid return on investment. How much does it cost you to acquire a customer relative to your profit margins? If it's still positive, there's no reason not to pay more. In fact, paying more per click can help you rank higher in the bidding process. More and more customers will be able to find you, driving tons of sales at a price that still gives you a great profit. Cost per click isn't something to fear. Rather, it's something you should want to spend more on. AdWords exists for one reason: to generate fast, profitable sales for your business. Paying more per click can often lead to this exact positive side effect. Cost per click is industry specific for a reason. More often than not, it makes sense to pay a bit more. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled "Why Cost Per Click Doesn't Matter and Why You Should Want to Pay More" by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And something about Neil that I did not mention yesterday after part one, he's also a New York Times, Los Angeles Times, USA Today, and indie-bound best-selling author. That's for the book Hustle, The Power to Charge Your Life with Money, Meaning, and Momentum. And you can find the book on Amazon, where it is very highly reviewed. And Neil is also a podcaster. He offers valuable advice on his show, Marketing School. So please check that out, too. It is a short daily show, just like this one, covering marketing every day. And that should do it for this edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed this two-parter from Neil and that you're having a great day. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.